Burlington Mayor Merle Weinberger won re-election to a fourth three-year term in his closest race yet for the city's top seat. Democrat Merle Weinberger faced six opponents in his bid for a fourth three-year term. His key opposition was Progressive City Council President Max Tracy and independent Ward 7 City Councilor Ali Jang. Unofficial results from the city clerk's office show Weinberger outpaced Tracy 42.99% to 42.09%, a margin of 129 votes. Weinberger appeared at the Echo Center for Lake Champlain late Tuesday evening. He said he received a very gracious call from Tracy congratulating him on the win.
I've known Max for 9 years now, since the day that we were both elected for the first time back in 2012, and I've always had a lot of respect for Max. I congratulated him on establishing himself as a citywide leader tonight and agreed with his desire for collaboration. I also received a gracious call from Councilor Ali Jang, and I congratulated him on an impressive campaign. It's a significant accomplishment to secure over 13% of the vote in a year of historically high voter turnout in this city, while running as an independent without the backing of any party.
Weinberger cleared the 40% threshold to avoid a runoff. He said a record number of Burlington voters set the city's course for the next 3 years.
I'm honored by the opportunity to continue to serve this great city and humbled by the closeness of the margin. It's a great thing and something to be celebrated that 14,000 Burlingtonians came out and participated in the local process today. It's certainly vastly more than we've seen in the last couple of decades. And, you know, I think the results indicate that we have hard work to do to forge consensus on some key issues, public safety, housing, how we move forward with racial justice. I think in the results you see that there's some real disagreement about that, and I'm looking forward to getting back and find a way to keep making progress, even if there is difference of opinion.
Tracy participated in a Vermont Progressive Party virtual watch party. After the results confirmed his loss, Tracy expressed his disappointment and congratulated Weinberger.
Certainly this evening didn't go as we had hoped that it would. I'd like to offer my congratulations to Mayor Weinberger for his success in being elected for a fourth term. I know that Mayor Weinberger will continue to work closely with our city council and with neighbors across our city to help us move closer to a Burlington that works for all of us. And we'll certainly work to hold him to that vision as well. I'd also like to specifically thank Ali Jang, who ran a campaign focused on empowering others to participate in the political process.
Tracy feels his team mounted one of the strongest progressive campaigns in the city in decades.
Our campaign has always been about and for the working people and families, the people living on fixed incomes, the people of color in this city, the LGBT folks in our city, people who are disabled in our city, who deserve a brighter future. And that is exactly who showed up to help us come this far. You know, electoral losses happen as they did tonight, but we cannot let this deter us from our focus to transform our city to be a more socially just, a more racially just, a more economically just city. We have so much work to do, and that work really will continue.
Tracy, who says he will not ask for a recount, will continue to serve as Ward 2 councilor and city council president. Jang will remain in his Ward 7 seat. Incumbent city councilors Perry Freeman and Jack Hansen, both progressives, and Democrat Joan Shannon were reelected to two-year terms. Independent Mark Barlow won the open North District Council seat. The new council will be sworn in on April 5th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.